I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists, known perverts, and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:32 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with your host, Luke Meat, here. How you doing? I'm going through one of the worst illnesses I've had in 10 years' time. So the voice is a little strained. Yeah, my back hurts. And, bitch, I'm an old man. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we're going to focus on a lot of shows that are coming to town. Holy moly, the month of October is pretty incredible for a lot of experimental and noisy stuff that we're going to talk about. And the months beyond, we will talk about. But we're going to start the show off today with something I scored this weekend. Thanks to the kind folks at Audio Pile. And this is a pretty rare one. It's really late 70s era krautrock. Lilienthal is the name of the band. Lilienthal is the side project of Dieter Möbius after Cluster took a little bit of a break. And he is joined by a whack load of heavy hitters. Two members from the jazz rock band Kerrang. We've got Johannes Papert on alto sax. And they hire, just for good measure, they hire the legendary Connie Plank to join in. So you've got six of the most cutting edge and leaders of krautrock. And I'm a bit paranoid of late era 70s krautrock. This album is quite beautiful, floats everywhere between ambient synth to rock jazz. And we're going to listen to side one here and kick back, relax, and hope you enjoy it. I think it's quite beautiful. This is Lilienthal on A Noise.
Thank you.
York's Independent Filmmakers Society presents a series of cinematic salons with Vancouver International Film Festival artists between October 4th and 15th.
In its 15th year, Meet the Filmmakers is about the realization of ideas and the revelation of process.
These informal and insightful panel discussions with filmmakers attending the festival provide an opportunity for the festival audience to engage in meaningful dialogue with the visionaries of modern cinema.
Meet the Filmmakers is brought to you by Cineworks, the documentary organization of Canada BC Chapter, and the Praxis Center for Screenwriters and Women in Film and Television.
Salons are free. Just bring your love of film and prepare to be inspired. Visit cineworks.ca for up-to-the-minute information.
CITR 1146 in the AM. You just heard 15 minutes of Lilienthal's only album and a self-titled out on Brain Records. All the way back to 1978, of course, from West Germany. Here are the first two tracks on Siete. One, that was Stressemannstrasse and Edel. Lilienthal, featuring Dieter Möbius, Helmut Hattler, Connie Plank, Alto Peppert, Coco Becker, and Asmus Tietjens. A total supergroup there, despite the appalling album cover. It's a horrendous, almost watercolor paint by numbers caricature of the six members involved there. So put the cover aside, and hopefully you can score this wonderful piece of krautrock. It's goes for a pretty penny on eBay, but thanks to the kind folks at Audiopile, I picked one up for fairly cheap. We're going to move on into some weird Canadian stuff, and thanks to our good friends at Weird Canada. Highly recommend you check this website out, weirdcanada.com, and run by my very good friend Aaron Levin out in Edmonton, AB. And this week he focuses on Nervous System. Burning White Light is the name of the album, out on Bruised Tongue Records, or cassettes, it looks like, actually, from Ottawa, Ontario. And he goes on to say, Burning White Light careens psych freakouts equally capable of leaving you really excited or feeling a tad on the edge of queasy. The fact that most of the tracks on the cassette were improvised during the recording sessions is impressive, and there's a certain recklessness that has perhaps unsurprisingly found its way into these songs. Pounding repetitive drums lay down a solid backbone for swaths of wailing fuzz and occasional shouts from singer-guitarist Matt Oxley. It's all quoted with a heavy layer of distortion for good measure. The centerpiece of the album is the 9-minute epic Freak Construction. It's a serious stoner jam fleshed out around a burning guitar lick, given the final touch with some echoey vocal loops. This is serious mind trip music, best experienced with your head way up in the clouds. This is Nervous System with Freak Construction.
We'll be right back. Instead of peace on Earth, I'm going to make it hell on Earth.
Carnage!
CITR 101.9 invites you to 24 hours of live radio hell. Tune in at 6 p.m. on October 1st for 24 hours of live bands broadcast straight from the CITR Lounge, including Twin Crystals, You Say Party, We Say Die, The Abraham Singers, Reflections, Darren G, Green Hour Band, and many more. To celebrate the first ever day of Radio Hell, come out to the after party October 2nd at the Ukrainian Hall. Doors open at 8 p.m.
Yes, indeed. 24 hours of Radio Hell starting October 1st at 6 o'clock and ending 6 p.m. the Friday after October 2nd. It's going to be pretty cool. First time the CITR has attempted something like that. It's going to be awesome. So what did you just hear there? Something from San Francisco's Lumarians. Pretty cool stuff. They're actually playing at a pretty cool event in Seattle this weekend entitled The Portable Shrines Collective Escalator Fest, Two Nights of Mind Manifesting Music in Seattle, Friday the 25th at the Lo-Fi Gallery and Friday the 26th at the Vera Project. That one's all ages. And lots of stuff. The Lumarians, San Francisco Space Rockers, are headlining the Friday show with Jackie O Motherfuckers, Kinski, Purple Rhinestone Eagle, and Tree Tarantula. And Saturday, this one's pretty cool. Lord Jeff, Cloaks, Oko Yono, Story of Rats, Geist in the Sacred Ensemble, Midday Veil, The Slaves, Prince Rama of Ayodhya, I don't know who that is, Traveling Yoga Punks from an Ancient Realm, check that out, Eternal Tapestry, but here's the big one, Wooden Ships are playing on the Saturday in Seattle, but I'm sure you heard on Mark's show, Wooden Ships are coming to Vancouver on this Sunday, that'll be September 27th at the Anza Club, which is going to be a nice, intimate space brought to you by Psych Night every Wednesday except for the last Wednesday of the month. Always check out Psych Night. It's a very, very groovy night. Anywho, lots of good stuff coming. And yeah, like I said, coming up in the next couple months, lots of crazy shows coming as well. I talked about this last week, but I'm going to keep going because I keep on getting his albums. Like, this is the third week in a row that I've gotten a new Jandek album. And Jandek is going to be here in Vancouver on December 7th, 2009. Check out ticketstonight.ca. This is a very rare performance by Visionary Rock Act from Texas, Jandek. I don't know if I call him Visionary, but definitely he's got his own vision, that's for sure. But he is going to be backed by a bunch of locals, Jeffrey Allport, Wendy Atkinson, Rachel Waterman, Josh Stevenson. And tickets are a little pricey, $30 plus four service charges and stuff like that. But check it out online. And we have the brand new studio album by Jandek. Most of the stuff we've been getting in from Jandek have been recordings of his live performances, which are becoming a little bit more frequent, although they never fail to mystify. And the new album is called Not Hunting for Meaning. This is the newest Jandek studio recording. It has some definite vibe and connection to the earlier, namely classic Jandek work, as the disc utilizes only acoustic guitar and voice. The centerpiece of this record is a 30-minute piece. That's a nice listen, but I'm afraid I got lots I want to play today, so I can't play the full track. But we're going to listen to one of the shorter ones here. New Jandek here. This track is called Stay Me Here.
troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Well, 18 in the PM, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show is a noise. And what did you just hear there? We started off at noon with the brand new Jandek, Not Hunting for Meaning, a little track called Stay Me Here. Of course, that's brought to you by Corwood Industries, the elusive Corwood Industries, P.O. Box 15375, Houston, Texas. Been putting out more than 45 albums since 1978, this man has, and he's going to be here in Vancouver December 7th, I believe. I don't think it's his first Canadian performance, but it's definitely his first Vancouver performance. And do not miss this one. And if you want to learn more about Jandek, there's a great documentary out called Jandek on Corwood that it is rentable. It's also on YouTube, check that out if you want to get to know, albeit know inadvertently, this mysterious, enigmatic artist. And then after that, speaking of shows that are coming to town, it's about bloody time that these two, this pair from Montreal, known as Nadia, the Doom Drone, boyfriend-girlfriend from Montreal, they're playing the Rickshaw Theater here in Vancouver, October 3rd, 2009, 8 p.m. And if you haven't been to the Rickshaw yet, I highly recommend you check out a show there. It's starting to get some momentum under its wings, and it's a damn fine place to see a band. Great sound system, old school, old neighborhood, old Chinese theater. You heard something off of their newest album, two songs, The Bungled and The Botched. You heard the second track, Absorbed in You. Moving on to more music here, we've got something brand new by a great two-piece that I loved a couple years ago. And it's about time they got something new out. This is a track called Losing Feeling off of the EP by the same name by a band called No Age.
picking up an ether. The care that we take to a simpler time. It's out of your own mind.
Bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah Wah pedal. Let the electric prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah Wah pedal. Now listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds, are all using the Vox Wah Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah Wah pedal at your Vox dealer. Now!
as demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio Agogo, heard Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. He'll be here at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. We've got more Annoys coming up for the next half hour. As always, we finish off the show with something off the infamous Nurse with Wound record collector list. Stay tuned. We got something really good for you. At 1 o'clock, as always, The Green Majority, hosted by our sister station at CIUT, University of Toronto. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, like we just said, Rumbletone Radio Go-Go until 5. Then we have the Arts Report with Tracy until 6. We have Audio Text with Julie. 6:30 this week is The Canadian Way with Spike Chilton. Up until 8 o'clock, which is Folk Oasis, best folk show in the world. Strictly a kumbaya-free zone with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Van City with Caroline. At 11 o'clock, pretty much the best thing in radio, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. Keep it locked on CITR 101.9 FM, or if you're computer literate, www.citr.ca. We're going to move into some lovely kind of field recording, if you can call it that. Mr. Philip Jeck, one of the best multimedia composers and choreographers, I just found out, mostly uses turntables and used records to create a lovely, dense wall of sound. This is a remix of his piece, Chime Chime, recorded in 2009. This is for Music Works Magazine, originally recorded live in Liverpool on October 25th, 2006, edited for release. Using only two Fidelity 1960s record players, a Casio SK-1 keyboard, Sony mini disc player. Everything is edited by Mr. Philip Jeck. I love this man, and I hope you do too. This is Chime Chime Rerung by Philip Jeck on Annoys.
Thank you.
Do you remember the heyday of AM radio? Do you even know what an AM radio is? Well, whether you were there, man, or you want to hear what it was like, the Biltmore Cabaret, Georgia Strait, and CITR Radio present the 60s pop duo The Duchess and the Duke from Seattle with special guests The C and Alice Group on Saturday, October 3rd. It's an early show with doors at 7 p.m, so don't be late. Tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, at Zulu, Scratch, and at Red Cat, or buy tickets online at www.ticketweb.ca. Groovy, man.
Yes, indeed. Duchess and the Duke here October 3rd. Fantastic little group, and their new record has promised to really shine. I'm looking forward to getting it here at CITR. What you just heard there, Philip Jeck off of the Music Works compilation, 104 is the volume. Their 104th compilation album. Can you believe that? My goodness. Chime Chime Rerung was the name of the track. And we're going to wrap up the show like we always do. Something off the infamous Nurse with Wound list. Today, something fairly unusual. Didn't know about these guys at all. And holy moly, I always think there's safety in numbers. I love collectives. And this one sounds pretty fascinating. Urban Sax is the name of the group. Urban Sax is an ensemble founded by French composer Gilbert Artman, made up of massive numbers of saxophones, accompanied by percussion and sometimes voices. And the group is directed by Artman and performs his compositions, which are generally repetitive and minimalist. The group was formed in 1973 when Artman organized a concert by a group of 8 saxophonists he had produced at a classical festival in Menton, south of France. In subsequent years, the number of saxophone players grew to 12, 16, 20, 24, and 30. And by the early 21st century, the group consisted of 52 musicians at once, with saxophones ranging from the soprano to the bass registers. Urban Sax performs throughout Europe and in Asia. The group's performances are true performance art happenings. Players wear metallic spacesuit-like costumes together with gas masks, and each performance is a unique ritualistic event that is planned for the particular architectural or natural space where it is to take place. We're going to play you something off of Urban Sax's second album, all the way back to 1978, originally produced on Cobra Records. This is simply entitled Urban Sax 3 on a Noise.
Thank you.
This just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise. You've just heard something from now all the way back to 1978. Urban Sax is the name of the ensemble. 27 saxophonists going on with a full chorus and percussion. The track is simply called Urban Sax Part 3. Stay tuned for The Green Majority until next week. Remember, our show is always podcast as well at www.citr.ca. This is Luke Mead signing off, saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Shemez.
From Streets Are For People.
In Kensington Market.
And you're listening to The Green Majority. Damn. Maybe we should be writing that down.
From Toronto, it's time for your weekly dose of conservation information here on Canada's first Environmental News Hour. On CIUT and our community radio partners across the country, I'm your host, Peter Stock. Welcome to The Green Majority. Today we focus on sustainable communities.